KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Time for our Heritage Foundation update. On the phone with us this afternoon, Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, Steve. Great to be with you.
Well, as we know, in the past year, we saw the overturn of Roe versus Wade, but it became a state-by-state issue, New Mexico being one of those states actually that unfortunately is a destination for abortion. And we're seeing the battle being waged nationwide. One of the latest headlines takes us to Missouri. What are we finding there, Genevieve?
Well, Missouri's a state that even before Roe v. Wade said that a child could not have an abortion without the parents being notified. There had to be parental consent if a child was, you know, somebody was under the age of 17 or 18 years old. And so that was going on before Roe v. Wade, but then it was overturned. Since it was overturned, Missouri's restrictions have become even stronger, but it continued to include the parental consent laws. And they recently found out via an undercover journalism investigation that Planned Parenthood, which as your audience may know, is the largest abortion provider in the United States, was taking minors outside of Missouri to neighboring states such as Kansas. And if you're in St. Louis, people know, you know, it's right across the river. You go from Missouri right into Kansas. And they were taking them, basically taking a doctor's notice. So I guess a doctor's notice from the abortion clinic to the school, and giving the school the notice, saying a doctor's notice here to take the child out. Then Planned Parenthood would take them and take them across to Kansas to have an abortion and then bring them back. All of this without telling the parents what was going on. That's a violation of state law. The attorney general has been notified about this. It says he's bringing a lawsuit against them to really make sure this does not happen again. But it's something people should know about because it's probably not just happening in Kansas.
Yeah, and it's important. I think our listeners are pretty savvy about who Planned Parenthood is and actually what they're not, which, you hear often it's women's health care, and it seems so far from it when you really see what they do at Planned Parenthood. This is, as a destination state, I mean, I guess the call to action would be for our listeners to be on their knees praying that these things would change as far as New Mexico and where they stand on abortion. But I'd also encourage the listener to go to dailysignal.com and find the story. Missouri AG sues Planned Parenthood for trafficking minors, quote unquote, to get out of state abortions. And I went and watched the video there yesterday. The undercover reporter was essentially coming across as someone who was trying to help someone get an abortion, was asking questions, mm-hmm. and the Planned Parenthood staff, I believe it was the director of this particular outlet, was very comforting tones. Oh, we do this all the time. The 13-year-olds and adults in our clinic. And it's just really scary to see, the 13-year-old wasn't in this video. But to think of the young ladies, even older than 13, but that are going to a place that they're well trained push towards abortion is what it feels like when you watch the video. But I don't know if you had a chance to see that video, Genevieve, but it's
yeah. No, I did see. I mean, the reality is there was no effort to try to confirm who this person was. I believe he claimed to be the young woman, a young woman's uncle, which I don't believe that he was. He was just posing this way to see what Planned Parenthood, what the officials there would do. There was no effort to confirm, are you really who you are? Say you are. Are you really related to this person? And again, even if he was an uncle or an aunt, it's a parental consent law. So at the very least, he would have to be a guardian of that child. But there's no effort, because that's not the point. The point is really not to protect young women, 13 years old, 14-year-olds. Planned Parenthood's goal is to make sure abortion can happen for 13 and 14-year-olds. And that's what they care about more than anything else. And if you're in a state like New Mexico, which is next to a state like Texas, you have to wonder what may be coming across the Texas border into New Mexico, because, you know, they obviously have passed very strong pro-life legislation, and you could have operatives such as Planned Parenthood and others try to obfuscate that by coming to states that are allowing it.
Yeah. Well, the battle is far from over, and the battle can be won with people being informed and people being on their knees and praying as we press through this issue. And it's not anything that's going away anytime soon. Genevieve, I appreciate the coverage on that story and all the work done at the Heritage Foundation. Go to heritage.org to find out more about Heritage Foundation and those stories that we often cover here. You'll find on the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, dailysignal.com. Genevieve, thanks again, and have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thank you for the coverage.
All right, stay with us. Coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Brian Cochran, our Friday financial update on the way next on KLYT.